This week, the Phoenix City Council approved a new project for the area of downtown known as Roosevelt Row. The development will include housing for low-income residents 55 years and older, and that's caused some concern among people who already live, work, and play there. Nicole Underwood is the Director of Operations for the Roosevelt Row Community Development Corporation. Her group shares some of those worries.
Overall, voice of the community, they really want to see an inclusive project that supports mixed use, mixed density, and being able to make the most of the plot of land that is available. The project that was selected has 54 units, I believe, that will be there, between 50 to 60, and there's other projects that are part of the RFP, that projects that were proposed that had more units in their proposed projects. So the one that was that one that moved forward seemed to be a little bit lower in terms of what is capable of being housed at that particular lot. So having mixed use, mixed income, and mixed density are definitely principles that the community wants to see, and there is a great deal of concern that some of those areas weren't being supported with this project.
So is the concern that this project won't use the space for the best available purpose?
I think there's a few different elements of the project, that being one of them. Another huge component of this project is the age restriction element of it. It's a 55 and over proposal. And while, you know, us as an organization, we definitely support multiple use of community members being represented in our downtown. That's what makes us, you know, vibrant and lively, and having representation across all ages and races. This particular project, because there is such a demand for affordable housing for young people as well, that it just showed to be a little bit of a concern.
Is there a concern that having a community where the residents, or at least the majority of the residents, are 55 years or older, is there a concern that that will change the vibe of what Roosevelt Row is, what that neighborhood is?
I think that that is the concern of a number of people downtown. But, you know, downtown represents a very broad range of voices. So there's voices on both sides within our downtown that both support the project and say that there are plenty of vibrant senior citizens that would enjoy living in this downtown area. And there's a number of other voices that have a great deal of concern about the community not supporting what downtown, at least this area of downtown, stands for, which is vibrancy, events, loud music, First Friday activities, and so forth. I believe that there is some requirement that will be part of this project that anybody who moves into the development will understand and sign an agreement knowing that they are going to be part of this vibrant downtown. So I think the twist on that, to, you know, put a positive spin, if, you know, this development is indeed moving forward, is to still include, no matter who is going to be in that development, if it was young people or old people, that we are an inclusive community. So we want to really embrace them and make sure that they have access to all the resources and the fun activities that are in downtown.
Nicole Underwood is the Director of Operations for the Roosevelt Row Community Development Corporation.